We're joined now by Mark Green with the Internal Revenue Service, and it's a busy time of the year. It's tax season. In fact, Tuesday is April 15th, and they say nothing is certain in this life but death and taxes, and we're not talking about death this morning. We're talking about taxes. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for taking the time for our audience.
Thank you for having me.
Well, okay, it's the last minute in tax terms. Tuesday's just a few days away. Mm-hmm. What do people need to be thinking about right now if they haven't already prepared their taxes?
Well, the most important thing is not to panic. There's help out here. You do have options. I strongly encourage individuals to file electronically at this gesture of the game. Most individuals generally will file electronic file return, but what we have noticed here in the state of Georgia, we anticipate 4.5 million total as both paper and electronically. But electronically, we had also anticipated 3.7 million. As of this morning, we have nearly 3.2 million. So that's a record-breaking number that we have achieved for this year. So we definitely encourage individuals to file electronically. Of course, by filing electronically, we all know that it's fast, it's safe, it's accurate, but most importantly, for most taxpayers, it's free.
And if you still want to fill it out and sign it and mail it in with stamps, you'll still take those too?
Well, yes, we'll still take those. Our traditional paper filers just strongly encourage you to make sure you review the information that you place on the tax return. Double check the figures. Make sure the Social Security numbers are correct, including your dependents. Make sure, and if you don't hear anything else, on paper file returns, make sure you sign the return. The signature on that return is very important. Of course, if you don't sign it, it takes generally 4 to 6 weeks to process the return with no signature. We'll send it back to you. Of course, that can delay your refund and at the same time could cause you to incur more penalties and interest if you owe money. So definitely sign the return. Definitely double check the figures. Look at the Social Security numbers, the identity numbers that you may have on the tax return as well. And at the same time, if you have any questions, give us a call or visit our website at irs.gov.
And this time of year, people may have been working 2 and 3, 4 jobs. They may work from project to project, and they look up, and it's a couple of days to the 15th, and oh, no, I don't know what all I need to get together. What do I do? They start to panic, and, of course, the easiest path is that of least resistance, and that's to turn on the TV and forget about it. But that's not good. What are the common sense tips for people that are trying to get their taxes together this time of year? What kind of documentation do they need to have?
Well, the most important thing for those wage earners, you need your W-2. If you don't have your W-2 by now and you have tried to retrieve that from your employer, two things. One, give us a call, and that way we can take a complaint and find out why the W-2 was not sent to you. That employer can be penalized. The second thing to do is by giving us a call, we can give you steps of what you need to take in order to prepare your return by using your last paycheck stub. But the most important thing is get your W-2 as well as any other supporting documents such as interest statements, if you own a home, mortgage interest, real estate tax, if you provided food, clothing, your time to charities. Of course, you need that information as well. So gather that documentation together. Slow down. Remember, there's time, even though we are approaching the last hour here. But visit our website at irs.gov. Click on free file. From there, of course, you can have your returns prepared. It's a step-by-step user-friendly product that we have online, where individuals can actually have their returns prepared and have the money sent directly to their checking or savings account if they choose direct deposit. For those individuals who need face-to-face assistance, we have volunteer income tax assistance sites located throughout the state of Georgia. It's really simple to find out where this site is located. Dial 211. Once again, dial 211 to find out where the nearest VITA site, volunteer income tax assistance site, that is located near you. So there's many options out here. What we encourage our taxpayers to do is to visit our website at irs.gov and choose one of those options, whether it's free file or visiting one of our volunteer income tax assistance sites. And, of course, the questions that you have, we have the answers on our website as well.
And again, that website is irs.gov, and also you can call the 800 number, 1-800-829-1040. That's 1-800-829-1040. We're talking with Mark Green. He is a media relations specialist for Georgia, South Carolina, and Mississippi, I believe.
And New Jersey.
And New Jersey. So that's quite a territory. For people that aren't ready come April 15th, they can extend their deadline, can't they?
Yes, sir. You're correct. And, you know, for those folks, I strongly advise you to do one or two things. Either file a tax return by midnight, April the 15th, or if you need additional time, file the form 4868. That's an automatic extension for an additional 6 months. The easiest way to file that is visit our website at irs.gov, click on free file, and we can actually prepare the form for you with some questions and answers. It takes generally 2 minutes to do. I would strongly advise those individuals who are going to use a paper for the form 4868 is to mail it off quickly as possible. Now, you know, in most cases, individuals don't need the full 6 months, but this will allow you time to gather your documents and get other questions that you might need answers to in order to prepare your return. Now, the key thing here is that this gives you additional time to file, not to pay. So if you owe any money, send in as much as you can. At the same time, by filing something, whether it's the tax form or the form 4868, this will eliminate any penalties and interest that could accrue. The penalty by itself can be up to 25% of the tax that's owed. So file either your tax return or that form 4868 by midnight, April 15th.
And, of course, the people in the 1%, the very top of our economy, they are taking great pains to make sure they are covering their taxes. They have professionals, they're sheltering income. But the great majority of American people are in the middle class or trying to make it into the middle class. They might be right on the margins economically, and they assume that they owe tax money. But that's not really the case. Between items like the earned income tax credit and other standard deductions that you can make, you may not be in as bad of a tax situation as you think you are.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because what we're finding is more Georgians are taking advantage of those credits, such as the earned income tax credit, as well as the child tax credit or the education credit. We have had a number of credits that expire December 31st. For example, the teachers, those teachers who purchased supplies out of their pockets that were not reimbursed, they can take a $250 deduction. Well, that expired December 31st of 2013. So this is the last year. So all my teachers out there, and I know there's plenty of you who made purchases out of your pocket and you were not reimbursed, you can take up to $250. If both teachers are married, that is, if it's a married couple when both of them are teachers, that's $500. So keep that in mind. And look at our education credits, look at the earned income tax credit, look at the child tax credits, all those credits that are important to you. But let me say this. By filing electronically, those credits will automatically be prompt to give you the option of taking those credits. And that's the good news about electronic filing. It asks you questions and give you the opportunity to select credits that you may not think that you're entitled to, but you are. So free file is a wonderful product. More and more Georgians have stepped up to the plate to take advantage of that. Free file is, in a nutshell, is if you make less than $58,000, you can have your returns prepared and filed electronically from the comfort of your home. The good news about electronic filing in general is that once the return is processed and submitted, we will acknowledge that we have received it. We will correct and review, if need be, all within 24 hours. And at this point of the ballgame, that's where the taxpayers need that reassurance to know that the Internal Revenue Service has received a tax return, but at the same time, they can rest comfortable knowing that the return has already been submitted and they can expect to receive their refund in as little as 21 days. For those individuals who have yet to file a 2010 tax return, definitely need to have that filed by April the 15th, by midnight Tuesday as well. There's 23,000 Georgians out here who has yet to file a 2010 tax return that's missing out on $28 million. Once again, that's $28 million. So we strongly advise those individuals to look at your W-2s, your 1099-Rs, the elderly who are retired. If you had any withholding whatsoever, you need to file a return and put a claim in for that money. Otherwise, all that $28 million will go back to the Treasury.
If you have a complicated tax situation, hopefully you have a tax preparer working with you on it. And if you don't have a complicated tax situation, electronic filing sounds like the way to go. There are a lot of prompts there to make it easy for you. But again, April 15th is Tuesday. You need to tend to those things and render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. We've been talking with Mark Green with the Internal Revenue Service. Again, if you want information on your taxes and filing your taxes, you can go to irs.gov or you can call them at 1-800-829-1040. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.